Welcome to What's New with the SU, the podcast dedicated to all things related to student life and the student union at the University of New Brunswick. Every week we will highlight the various events and services offered by the student union and dive into the latest issues and provide community resources that could be available to you, the students. From discussing campus life and the UNB community, to showcasing the latest initiatives by the student union, this podcast is your go-to source for staying informed about student life at UNB. Tune in for engaging discussions with guests and insights into student life. So let's find out what's new with the student union. Hey everyone, so I'm one of your co-hosts, Josh. I'm a fourth year business student here at UNB, but I'm also the chairperson of the UNB Student Union. I'm from Amherst, Nova Scotia, a little town on the border of New Brunswick. So being here in Fredericton's not too far away from home.
Hi everyone, I'm Ryan, your other co-host for What's New with the SU. I am my fifth year studying mathematics. Everybody loves a victory lap. And I am from Yellowknife, Northwest Territories. A little bit further away than Josh, but just happy to be here. Gonna have a good time. Today we're gonna be diving into all the latest news and events happening on campus. Let's take a moment to talk about the UNBSU. For those who may not be familiar, the University of New Brunswick Student Union is the student representative body at the University of New Brunswick. Who would have figured?
All right, let's go over some news from the UNB Student Union. Let's start with the latest news. Our first piece of news today is the UNB Student Union general election. The general election for the 2023-2024 academic year is in progress. Nomination period is closing tomorrow, February 10th at 11:59:59. So make sure that if you want to run that you have your nomination forms in either to the Student Union Welcome Center in the Student Union Building, or you can email the Chief Returning Officer at cro@unbsu.ca. There are several positions available, including the president of the student union, the vice president academic, the vice president student wellness, the vice president events and services, and the vice president finance and operations. But if you're not looking for more of an executive position, we do have over 30 counselor positions available for faculty and non-faculty students.
Yeah, Josh, sounds like a great chance to get involved. We've both enjoyed our time working with the union, and we think everyone should really go out and give themselves a chance there, because it's a great time, you get to meet great people. It's a great opportunity for students to get involved and make a difference on campus. Hey, Josh.
Yeah,
are
Ryan.
Are you coming?
Coming to what?
Sex Week, of course. The UNBSU Sex Week is coming up next week, and we've got a lineup of exciting events. Some of the highlights include Wheel of Fornication. That sounds fun. Crafting and Consent, Valentine's Trivia, Cookie Decorating, and a fan favorite, Sex Toy Bingo. Make sure you register for Sex Toy Bingo in advance through the UNBSU social medias. That's Facebook and Instagram, UNBSU. It's going to be fun and informative week for all students. Bring your friends if you want. And we are happy to let you know that the Sexual Violence New Brunswick and AIDS New Brunswick will be there to help answer some of your questions.
Yeah, so Sex Week is really just a favorite of students here at UNB, so it's really great that we're able to offer this again. Sex Toy Bingo, of course, is the fan favorite, and just like last year, we're keeping up with the trend where it's going to be a watch party. So everyone will meet in the Student Union Building, room 103. There's going to be some pizza, and it's going to be live streamed on TV. It's just going to be a great time overall. But let's switch gears and talk a little bit about what happened at UNB last week, specifically last Friday. The student union here at UNB and the UNB Reds were pumped that we were able to collaborate together and bring Country Fest to UNB. Opened by Riley Taylor and headlined by The Reclaws, one of Canada's hottest country music duos, they were here last Friday performing at the Curry Center, and it was a huge success.
A huge success, to say the least. We had about 1,500 people come out to see the concert, and it was an incredible night. Me and Josh were there. We had a great time. We were dancing. We were jumping. We were hanging out. It was awesome. The energy in the arena was electric, and everyone was on their feet moving the whole time. The Reclaws put on an amazing show, and we want to say thank you to them for coming out and giving us a taste of some Ontario country music.
It's not every day that we get a big name like the Reclaws come to perform here at UNB. But really, it was quite a special opportunity to have them come. But instead of looking at the past, let's instead look at towards what the next exciting event is that's coming to campus. And what is more exciting than cheering on our UNB Reds basketball team at the AUS Basketball Championship in Halifax?
Yeah, once again, the UNBSU has partnered with the Reds to allow students to attend the AUS Basketball Championship weekend in Halifax for a discounted price. Included in the price is a courtside ticket to all UNB games. Right behind the net in the student section, we're going to get loud and we're going to be proud. All right, our new segment is Fast Five. Each podcast or episode, we're going to come up with a new topic, and me and Josh are going to have to give our top five reasons. So today, for our inaugural show, we're going to say our top five favorite things at UNB. Josh, I'll let you go first.
Top five favorite things at UNB. Well, I gotta say, when I'm on campus all day, 8:30 to 4:30, there's one thing that's always in my head at the start of the morning. And you know what that is? Oatmeal muffins. If you're running around classes and you're stopping at a cafe, the number one thing that you need to get is an oatmeal muffin. And what's your number one, Ryan?
My number one, same vein as food, I'm gonna go with the Cellar Pub, located in the basement of this here Student Union building, a place for good food, good drinks, good laughs, and for a very affordable price.
Cellar food at the pub is amazing. Spin dip, chicken wings, matzo sticks, the Hansen wrap, you really can't go wrong with that. But turning away from the food topic, this number two thing on my top five has to be the Blue Room here at the Student Union building. If you're looking for a quiet place to study with some comfortable chairs, some comfortable desk, it really is the place to be. But there's only one thing that tops this and puts it in the number two, and that is the view. If you're looking for a perfect view of the St. John River, campus, and downtown, it is the place to be.
All right, my number two spot, pandering to the home team here, the city of Fredericton. A beautiful little spot here on the river. It's a little hilly, a little icy, but man, it is beautiful, just like you said, Josh. Great people, great place. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else. What is your third pick?
Third pick has to be the Curry Center. We talked about the Curry Center already when we had the rec laws come last week, and don't get me wrong, it is a great place to watch the Reds dominate in basketball, dominate in volleyball, and just a general great place to see concerts. But I must say, the fifth floor where that all happens is not the only floor there. You have floor 1, 2, and 3 is just a spectacular gym to work out in. If you're looking for anything, they really have it.
My third, Josh, you stole it a little bit there. I'm going to say cheering on your UNB Reds. Whether it's everything from soccer to ice hockey to track and field, it's always a great time to go out, wear some red, get loud, get proud. It's a great time. So, what is your number four pick there, Joshua?
Number four has to be the third floor, brand new last year study rooms. An amazing room to be in. Of course, you got to book it. It's always busy, but you have top of the line technology. You have TVs that have Chromecast. You have a great big desk to do your work at. You got some whiteboards, markers, everything that you might possibly need to get your schoolwork done. What about you?
All right, my number four pick, coming out of left field here, is the massive squirrels on this campus. They're the size of foxes. It does not make sense. I don't know what they're eating. I need to get a hold of it. Somebody's got to find what's going on there.
Yeah, I mean, there's no questioning it. The squirrels here are massive. It does not make sense at all. But going to my fifth favorite thing here at UNB, and it's kind of cliche, gotta rep the Student Union somehow, but that would be room 103 in the Student Union building. It was home to where the Student Union Council met every single week, and it is a great room filled with history. Besides the boardroom, if you look around the room, you have plaques on the wall going all the way back tens and tens of years, decades. I'm pretty sure it goes all the way back to maybe the 60s or 70s, but there's just a ton of Student Union history there, and I kind of found it comforting just to know that there's a room that any student can go to where they can see where the changes the union is making is happening. And what's your last one, Ryan?
Last one, also in the sub, not academic related, strange. It's going to be the TIMS. I show up a little early, you know, 11 o'clock class, early start. You need to go 20 minutes beforehand. Large iced coffee, extra ice, of course, got to keep it cold. And without the TIMS, where do I do that? Nowhere. So I'm going to go number 5, the TIMS in the sub.
Well, I think both of those lists are pretty good options for UNB. And of course, we're sure everyone else has their own top 5. But maybe just try out one of the things that we said. But that's all we have for this week's episode of What's New with the SU. We hope you enjoyed our inaugural show, and we hope that you'll come back each and every week to listen. We're just overall so excited to bring to you the latest from the UNB Student Union.
Don't forget to tune in next week for another episode of What's New with the SU. We'll have even more updates, more events to share, and we'll have a special guest to discuss sex week in detail.